Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Welcome to episode 22 of season 4, the last main episode of the season. Humming to you.
You can't see it, but I'm raising the roof right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I hope all of our listeners are like, no.
They're crying. They're actually weeping.
They're like, oh.
Except for that one person who like hate listens and they're like, yes, it's done. Goodbye.
But then who do they have to hate? For like,
well, they are January. Gonna have to wait a whole like month and then they can go back to hating us.
Okay.
Oh, so my goodness.
If you just joined, this is Maria at Maria the Arcane everywhere, not just on Instagram. And I'm joined by Robin at Attire Witch on absolutely everything.
Hello. Oh my word. I think that hate listening to us is great and you should do that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Why not? Oh, goodness. This is the first episode that you've listened to this month. We do have an amazing class that will be happening on December 20th at 11 a.m., hosted by SM Harlow. And the class is going to be on tea magic, which is going to be so fun and exciting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, SM Harlow actually released a tea magic book that is like absolutely gorgeous and filled with amazing information. Yeah,
very excited for the class.
Yeah, and that's available on our Discord Magical Beginnings library tier and up.
Yes, and if you really are interested in the class, but you're like, dang it, I can't make this. Do know that it is going to be available immediately, recorded for that library tier and up. So all you have to do is be a member. You can even join a couple months later to backwatch it.
Yep.
So we
and
hope to see you there.
And all of our other classes too.
Yeah, we have so many.
Yeah.
And now that I've figured out how to keep things up, not
That's
to brag, guys. Oh my God, you're so embarrassed. If only our audio recordings would stop like messing up their posting, that would be great. Oh my gosh.
Also, speaking of something fun that we're starting season 5 is listening to voicemails from lovely people like yourselves. And these are for like coffee talks, so we'll hear your like ghost stories, fun witchy stories, or anything like that. You know, just if you don't want to write something in, you'd rather just, you know, basically voice note it, because voice notes are way easier than like typing things out.
Spending the 20 minutes to send us an email.
Exactly. I mean, if you're for that, go for it, because
we're still accepting email submissions as well and things onto our website. So don't feel like that is a closed off chapter. It is not.
No. But if you do want to call us, our number is 351-207-0799.
Yeah, call us.
Yeah.
We want to hear your voice.
Do it.
We want to hear it.
Don't be creepy.
Do be creepy, actually. The creepier the better. But do it in like a fun way. Don't be a weirdo.
Wow, like, Robin.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like,
we're
be creepy.
So many creepy
like,
voicemails.
But also, like, like, keep it within reason. I don't want to know about some gross stuff that you got going on in relation to us. Like, we don't want to know that. But I do. Be creepy. I want to hear you guys' sexy, sensual voices. Why not?
Yeah. Do it.
If you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about upcoming lunar phases and how you can utilize them in your personal magical practice. Because this is our last episode of this season, big one, we are going to be covering both moons for December so that way you don't miss out. So our first one is going to be on December 13th. It is the new moon in Capricorn. I am personally not really a fan of these moons. I'll be honest. This is just me personally. This is not to say that you shouldn't love new moons and Capricorns. But new moons in general are all about bringing in new beginnings, direction changes, etc. And Capricorn is a really good time for recharging, resting, and just basically planning overall for how your month ahead is going to be. So if you're going to utilize this magically, I would focus on spell work that was kind of setting you up for success. So we're looking at things like protection magic, motivation charms, even doing simple stuff like cleaning and cleansing your sacred spaces and altars. The Capricorn is all about kind of being practical and organized. It's very closely aligned, in my opinion, to Virgos. The difference being is that it's a lot more reserved. So I don't know. I'm not an astrologer. That's just my opinion.
No, I feel like you're right, because Capricorns tend to be like very planning, while very Virgos planning. Are more like seeing things through, you know, like doing
the work. This is a great time for like setting yourself up for success. Mm-hmm. We're also coming to the end of the year. So if you are somebody who does magic that kind of sets yourself up for a successful new year, this would be the time to do your winter cleaning. Cleanse your altar, clean your altar, cleanse your sacred space, clean your sacred space, refresh your wards, do window washing, etc. That would be my recommendation.
Yeah. Mine would be like, I'm a very big planner. Like, I plan out everything. It's actually, you know, a problem sometimes, but it's fine. But I would personally use this moon to plan out, like, I have a bunch of stuff planned for like the holidays and stuff like that. So I want it planned out and to go well. So kind of using the Capricorn energy to kind of make those plans go well and to, you know, just setting the intentions for those plans to even go through in the first place. And also, like, finances are a big thing with like earth cards and stuff like that. And, you know, Capricorns are really, you know, they plan how they're going to spend their money. And obviously, you know, like, we are spending money more so around this time. And so we're kind of figuring out like where we need our finances to go, and like setting maybe boundaries with yourself and magical boundaries, you know, being like, I'm not going to spend over this. And so I will save here. But yeah, does that make sense?
It does. It totally makes sense. It just, like I said, I think it's all about setting yourself up for success, whether that's magically in terms of like your space or in terms of your finances, like Maria just suggested. It's just setting yourself up for that successful time.
Yeah. Solid foundation.
Yes. Our second moon for this month is going to be on December 26th, and it is the full moon in Cancer, which is obviously the best one. Many are saying this.
No, that's the full
and,
moon
you know,
in Aries.
Really, if we think about it, I know I say this every year, but it is why we save it for the last one, because it's the best one. We're either starting off the new year with a full moon in Cancer because we're the best one, or we're ending it with a bang with the full moon in Cancer, because again, we're the best one.
Wow. Okay.
I actually do think that the full moon in Cancer for the end of the year is like a really good setup.
It is.
Jokes aside. Because Cancers are all about the home bodies. They're all about the energy is all about home body, emotions, family, closeness, togetherness, etc. And so for full moon in Cancer, especially right after Christmas, if you celebrate, it is a really good time to do magic that is kind of, I don't know, closing in the year together, the time together. If you are somebody who perhaps has spent a lot of time with extended family and you're not necessarily feeling 100% great about that, as many of us do, the full moon in Cancer is a really good time to kind of bring the family that you have chosen for yourself together. Mm-hmm. Really good time to do strength bonding magic, friendship bonding magic, and just in general, focusing on kind of like home and hearth magic. Mm-hmm. So I would recommend things like simmer pots, kitchen witchery. There's a ritual that a friend of mine does every year that I love, which is she gets a candle for each of her family members, like her mm-hmm. immediate, like her children and husband and her. And each of them writes a wish that they have for their family on the candle. Mm-hmm. And then she burns them all together into this like mega candle. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really wonderful. So that would be the kind of magic that I would suggest. What about you?
So Cancers are also very protective over family and things like that. So Robin laughs because she knows.
But, I was about to say, what are you talking about? They're just protective, period.
But along the same lines of what Robin was saying, that you do deal with like a bunch of extended family and not all that's like great, like little happy moments.
Even if you love them, even if you are close with your family, it can be really overwhelming, and that's okay.
Yeah, so maybe using the Cancer, you know, full moon to set boundaries and to protect yourself, like doing protection rituals, would be a really great idea. And I do definitely agree, the whole family togetherness thing, it's very Ten of Cups, which we'll be going over personally in the next section. But I just think that, you know, it's a very beautiful sign to do a family spell together if you do that sort of thing and partake in, you know, the whole family partakes in magic. I do love the idea of like how you said your friend like lights candles for everyone. But
Actually our friend, it's Trisha.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I think a fun way to kind of like cancerify that is to get those floating candles and put them on water. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Right? Right? And maybe you can even put like some herbs and stuff into the water that correspond to the intentions. Maybe everyone chooses a herb. Like
I love that.
That corresponds to their intention. Thanks. I have a big brain.
Yeah, I love that. Your brain is so sexy. I love it.
I know.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, thank you. So we are on to something new starting ending the season and then heading into the new season. Previously, we went over like the individual cards in tarot, and this season we have gone over like the whole different sections in tarot. And now we're beginning to talk about themes in tarot and how they show up in different cards. We think this is a great way in teaching everyone how to read tarot or even to broaden how you view certain cards. As I've said, like Robin and I have different opinions on certain cards, so you'll get like two different perspectives each time. We won't get into every single card that symbolizes a particular theme, but we will talk about three or four cards each that resonate personally with us in the moment. So for the second theme, I thought it would be fun to concentrate on holiday gatherings. Heading into it, like I admit that I'm privileged and I don't have to work on the day of winter solstice. Like anyone who does, like, you know, you're amazing. Thank you for everything that you do. But
we salute our troops.
No kidding. Especially those in retail. Yeah. But so the holidays especially are spent with like my little family reminds me of like the Ten of Pentacles, where we just like enjoy everything we have accumulated through the year, even if it isn't much, and enjoying, you know, giving some of it back to others through donations and gifts. You know, there is no work to be done, just joy and being proud of like how far we have come through the year before we start a new like pentacle cycle for the year. But you know, the holidays aren't always very joyous. They can be very chaotic, especially, you know, especially like reading up into things, which reminds me of the Five of Wands. The Five of Wands reminds me like the beginning scenes of Home Alone, where everyone is like doing their own thing. It's a lot of energy, a lot of chaos, and sometimes bumping into each other and causing disruption, and even the inner chaos happening within the characters. I think we all can say that energy resonates with us sometime or another during the holidays. There's just so many things happening at once, really different things that need to get done, and people telling us what we need to do and where we need to be, especially when it comes to holiday gatherings. And when this card pops up in readings for like holiday gatherings, it is always an invitation to take like a mindful step back, write out some lists so you have some clear direction, and even to set boundaries by utilizing the word no. Last but not least, I love the Six of Cups in reference to holiday gatherings, especially like when it comes to gift giving, nostalgia, and the inner child aspect of this card. The whole point of gift giving during the season is represented by this card. Well, like, which we and others can sometimes forget, you know, to give a gift from your heart with no conditions or strings attached, much like a child gives gifts to the people they care about. I also think during the holiday season, you know, we have a chance to connect and even to heal our inner child, which is a personal gift we can give ourselves, especially like if you hadn't had the best holiday situations growing up. This card asks you to connect to your inner child and give yourself the holiday you've always deserved from a place of unconditional love and understanding. And it also connects to us, to our inner child, in a way through the energy of nostalgia and reminiscing about times in our youth, while we watch our own child open up gifts or experience the wonder of the solstice. But yeah, how about you?
Well, I feel like mine are really obvious.
That's fine. Give it to us.
The other first one, which is the Three of Cups. And the Three of Cups is all about like gatherings. It's about celebration and just kind of the things that we have around others in a joyful way. Mm-hmm. As we know, this card literally shows people drinking and dancing and having a good time. But the thing that I really like about this card in terms of holiday gatherings is that there's also this kind of like negative undertone with the Three of Cups. Mm-hmm. We have one of the characters or figures not facing us, which could mean deception, it could mean somebody being not fully honest, etc. And mm-hmm. is that not a summation of holiday gatherings? Where we're having a great time, but doesn't mean that everybody's necessarily being 100% honest about what a good time they're having. Mm-hmm. So there's that, first and foremost. Then we have the Ten of Cups, which is all about like family and happiness, togetherness, etc. It's that kind of idyllic situation. And for some of us, holiday gatherings are idyllic. I mean, some people have really awesome, healthy relationships with their family. And because of this, getting together for the holidays is perfect and ideal and wonderful. Simultaneously, if you are looking inward to your immediate family, this kind of celebration of gratitude and togetherness is seen with the Ten of Cups. So even if we aren't looking at the bigger picture, the you know, extended family. Mm-hmm. We're just looking immediately. There's still a lot to be grateful for. And there's a real safety and coziness with this card. Yeah. And finally, we have the Three of Pentacles, which I know traditionally we see as a card of working together and teamwork. Mm-hmm. But for those of us who do have toxic family relationships and we get together with our family still because we have duty, the Three of Pentacles is about working together with the relatives you do get along with. Make yourself survive that holiday gathering.
I love that. That's so funny.
We're a team here, guys, and we're going to sit at our little Democrat table that we've been banned to try to have a good time. Do you know who Andy Cohen is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He was quoted on an interview recently that I saw where he was talking about how, what do you recommend if like you have like a relative who's like being obtuse and how to deal with that? And he suggested leaning into it. Why not make it a great memory for everybody else that that person put on a show? Like, lean into it, make them be more dramatic. Why not? And I feel like that's a very Three of Pentacles card. You got a racist uncle? Lead into it. No, you tell me more about that Uncle Dave or whoever you are, and just make everyone go, wow, Dave was such a fucking idiot. And I love that. I love that energy. I love that mindset. So I'm all about it.
That is very funny. I like that.
Me very too.
So this week we thought it would be important to talk about kind of like involving our practices heading into the season where it's a little slower, even magic wise, and slower yes. just in general. And the night seems to be all encompassing, like all day.
It never ends.
It never ends. And just kind of like how
simultaneously you're like, it's midnight. And then you look at your clock and you're like, it is 6:05.
We have done that so much.
Like so many times.
Exactly.
So many times. It's so embarrassing.
Honestly, it's really nice because you're like, oh, it's 6? Oh, nice. I have so much stuff I can get done. But that's just me. I know other people are like, oh, okay, whatever. But no, I think it's important to think of different ways that you can handle this time of year magically. And of yep. course, you know, the magic's going to be a little bit more low key. It's going to be chill. And the more that you push not being chill, the more that you're just going to get fed up with your practice. And we don't yep. want that. We want you to get over that, the slump that usually occurs, especially with newer witches. Like they head into the season and then after the season, it's gone. Like whatever magic that I felt, you know, in October is like completely gone. So
it's dead.
Exactly. So let's not do that. But yeah, do you want to head into your first tip and we'll just kind of like sure. go back forward?
So I am a really big believer of leaning into anything that's going on at the time. So like if this was the dead of summer, I would be leaning into the heat. So I would be doing things like drying plants. I would be doing things like making iced teas that were, you know, infused with different herbs for magical purposes, yes, et cetera.
Sun teas.
So when we have the exact opposite happening, I am a really big believer in leaning into it. And part of that leaning into it is working in a base of reality. So like where I live, it snows a lot during mm-hmm. this time of year. And so obviously I can't necessarily utilize the outside like I would love to. Right. And we have things like fireplaces going and kind of just all these opposites of what you mm-hmm. would find 6 months previous. Right. Mm-hmm. So I am going to lean into it with things like we have a fireplace. The fireplace needs starters. I don't know if anybody else has ever made their own starters before mm-hmm. With things like dryer lint and paraffin wax. Mm-hmm. And so I like doing things where you take the dryer lint, kind of open it up like a nest in your hand.
Okay.
Put intentions, put herbs, put writing into it, etc. Mm-hmm. Right? Roll it back up into like a little lint ball. Dip it in your paraffin. And now you have a starter that is a spell also.
Oh, I love that.
And that's you're utilizing something very practical that you already need. Uh-huh. They can be treated almost like wish spells where yeah. you are pre-making them to kind of, it's not, they're not individual spells that you're making each time. Do you know what yeah. I mean? It's like a wish of, you know, my home will be protected, let's say, mm-hmm. or the holidays will go smooth, or the new year is going to bring us prosperity, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we're putting herbs in there that match that correspondence. Please be responsible with burning herbs in your home. Mm-hmm. Make sure they're burning safe for you and for your animals. Mm-hmm. But simultaneously, it becomes kind of this little, like a little wish pocket that you've got yeah. that you can throw in there. And not only are you warming your house, but you're kind of putting an intention into it as well.
Yeah. And to add on that, which I love that idea, like that idea was really good.
Thank you.
I also like to, especially with fires and stuff like that, consider the type of wood that you're putting in. Because like my favorite's birchwood, which symbolizes like transitions. And obviously this is like a huge transitionary part of the year. So you're kind of like, it's all about the energy of renewal and like, you know, right now we have that thick bark on us and eventually it will come off, and that's just kind of like helping the process along. And you can also dress your fires in like woodsy plants like cinnamon and cloves and stuff like that that burn really well with the fire. Obviously not much cinnamon, and I'm talking about cinnamon sticks, guys. Please do not put like ground cinnamon on your fire. Like that's no.
Start an inferno.
No,
we're talking cinnamon sticks. I know we've spent 4 years of saying don't burn your house down, but fuck it.
No, cinnamon sticks burn well and they burn fine, but powder, no, do not do that. And then leaning into like your home and hearth like type of thing, I think kitchen witchery is also a
yes.
Like this is a perfect time for kitchen witchery. Yes. And like
your juice breads, do it baked goods,
just consider the ingredients that you're putting in and like what they could correspond with. There's so many amazing like kitchen books out there that have like correspondences, like Laurel Woodward's Kitchen Witchery book. And just kind of, you know, being mindful of what you are cooking and what you are adding. You know, light a candle as you like are cooking with a specific intention in mind. So kind of involving the hearth a little bit.
Yeah. Not to be dramatic, but Maria has a prosperity chili that's vegan that is on our Patreon that is so, so delicious.
Thank you.
And this would be such a good time of year if you're a chili freak like us.
Yes.
And you know what I made with it? So what? She's got this prosperity chili, right? Okay, great. That's on one thing. I made, to go with it, a prosperity cornbread. Okay.
Yes.
So good. Okay. It was like jalapenos and honey, which, okay, you put the fire under your ass, you get it to stick, right?
Stick and sweeten the pot.
And then I added a little bit of basil to it, just like as a sprinkled topper. Not like mixed in, but oh my God, it was so good. Combined the two, oh my God, it was a delicious meal.
Oh, I'm so glad you enjoy my chili.
I do enjoy your chili. We make it a few times a year. It's delicious.
You're so sweet.
Yeah, we're just like really... The Valentine household is just so sweet and kind at all times.
And also kind of like in the vein of you talk, like us talking about fire and stuff like that, like... There's a few times during the season where I light all the candles in my house, just kind of like invite warmth and happiness into the house, you know,
because
the light is gone outside. So you want to kind of invite it in and like get all cozy and happy like you would with the sun.
Yes. And if you're somebody who's like me, who really likes wax warmers this time of year, first of all, there's companies out there that are witchy adjacent that makes wax warmers. So first of all, but secondly, you can utilize the like correspondence within the wax warmers just like you would a candle, to invite like happiness and protection into your home in a lot of different ways that is very simple, very mundane, and your house smells great and you don't have to worry about it burning down.
Exactly.
10 out of 10.
Exactly.
Maria's wife is shaking with joy to hear that.
I don't know. You should see her when I light all the candles up those few nights. She's like, oh my God. And it gets so hot in the house because of all the candles.
She gets so scared. She's like, this is how we die.
Like the heat is supposed to be going, but it's all the candles make it like 70 degrees inside.
My husband keeps lighting candles and then forgetting about them. And I'm like, oh my God. Because they aren't ones that are like... That I trust the glass on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I'm
yeah.
just like, ha, 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 let's just put that somewhere safe. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I've turned into Maria's wife.
There you
go. I'm the scaredy cancer now.
Somewhere Scarlett's like, I'm proud.
She's Why am shaking I proud? Her fist into the air, being like, you guys. Oh, goodness. Another thing that I think is really good to do, though, when we are kind of leaning into the never-ending night. Mm-hmm. If you want to listen, I'm about to say something that's going to be so embarrassing. Are you ready for this?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Are you ready?
I'm very excited.
So if you are going to lean into the night, this would be a really good time to oh my God, it's like hard to even say because it's so embarrassing. Embody the vampire energy, okay? So we wow. are no. But I need you to wow. think about it. I need you to think about it. Wow. I need you to shut up. Get out. Go away. Shut up. Don't look at me.
She wants to relive her vampire freaks but, era.
I mean, if you think about it like a metaphor, think about it like a metaphor. So I'm not talking like psychic vampire stuff.
Oh, no, before, I get it. I'm
before
laughing.
Somebody gets all like Robin's encouraging psychic vampirism, because I'm not. Okay? Relax. Instead, you kind of use it as a metaphor, right? Okay. That you are going to be living more in the nighttime and mm-hmm. like maybe slowing down more in the daytime if that's something that's available to you. Mm-hmm. So you're focusing on things like only doing spell work at nighttime.
Yeah.
You're focusing on things like nourishing, like your body more at nighttime. So mm-hmm. bigger meals before bed, that sort of thing. Like, I'm not a nutritionist. This is just something that my fat ass likes.
And I don't know. There's just something cozy about like having a nice hot soup and then like heading to bed. Your tummy's all full.
Exactly. And then you
take
can get, like,
a few Tums for heartburn. You're fine.
You're in your 30s now. You're in your 40s, maybe. Take a Tums. It's okay.
I've gone through
two bottles this year. It's fine. I'm doing well. But my point is, if you focus on it like a metaphor, right, mm-hmm. and kind of lean into that, you can get a little Molgoth with it. Why not?
Yeah. No,
nobody's stopping
that.
You from putting on those trip pants and marching your ass into the living room and screaming to everyone in your extended family that you're a creature of the night. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, wow. I didn't know I was a vampire during winter until now. And so, oh my gosh, I am living my Anne Rice
fantasy. You're welcome. I'm out here just like giving you like godly advice. This is how to be a vampire in a God-honoring way.
That is so funny.
That's really embarrassing, actually. We're going to pretend I didn't say that. Frank, if you could just cut that right out, that'd be great. I'm just kidding.
But along the same lines of being a vampire, I also...
I want to tell something way cringier. That's what
no,
this
I'm
is.
No, I'm not. I'm going to say stuff where people are like, shut up, but it's fine. I know that some of you are very cold and it snows and all that. But I
what
also think
fuck?
I know that
some of you are very cold. Please put on a jacket.
Exactly. But getting outside even for like 5 minutes to connect with nature is so important. Even if it's at night. Like just going outside and appreciating the night, as Robin says, for what it is. But
how
like going outside.
Moon? I'm not even joking. Howl at the moon. I'm not even joking. Especially with kids, it is such a release of energy. It is such a like fun and silly thing to do, and it's just great. And I think everyone should do it. We do it almost every single night. Thank you
That's
to
adorable.
My 2 year old. Howl at the moon.
Yeah, like in interacting with the land as it is also a great idea. I mean, there's so much like you can do snow magic if it snows where you are at. Mm-hmm. And the whole point, you know, like doing candle magic. Now you have like all this time to perform candle magic at night. So
Absolutely.
Why wouldn't you? But with snow magic, I mean, it's so simple. Like you draw symbols in the snow and then when it melts, it goes into your land. It nourishes the land. So just like consider like doing that like fun stuff and getting like snow moon water. But there's so much magic to be had outside and just
Absolutely.
Even as I said, 5 minutes just outside. It might be cold, but you'll be fine. Get some fresh air, get some sun while it's out, and
yeah.
thank me later.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Slow down. Enjoy it. Be a vampire. Be a Molgoth. do whatever your heart tells you to do at this time.
Well, do you want to share one more each, or do we have time?
I can't think of anything else, though. That's just it. Because when we're talking about magic in the wintertime, and I actually just, this isn't even like a, this is what I recommend doing. This is just like a tip overall.
Mm-hmm.
Is I think that, especially thanks to things like social media, we are put in this position where we feel as though we have to be doing ritual work just every day, all the time, constantly. And you know what? That really does work for some people, and that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But for the rest of us, I don't think it makes you less than to acknowledge the season that you are in. And that season is telling you to slow down just like the earth does.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't make you less than, et cetera. And I think that focusing on what works for you when you're just trying to like survive on a low vitamin D, freezing cold, always dark timeline.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you're doing enough.
Exactly. 100%. And that's like a feeds in that hold that this is a time for reflection. Like we go, our bodies do naturally go into like a kind of like hibernation mode during this time. And so like leaning into that is very important. So, you know, journal a little bit more, like pull more tarot cards. Like you don't have to do like these crazy rituals.
You really don't.
You're doing enough, especially all the parents out there. You're doing enough.
There's just a lot happening. There just really is. Even pet parents, you know, your dogs can't be in the yard as much. Your cats are cozy inside. Like, there's a lot happening right now. And I think that it's really, really worthwhile to acknowledge that. That's part of the wheel of the year.
Exactly.
Unless you live in Florida, which is warm and hot, and you should have no issues just doing everything all the time. I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh. That actually sounds like
the
worst.
I'm literally joking. Please. Please. You're allowed to slow down too. Don't cancel me.
Well, I know people in Florida and they're like, it's literally 70. It's freezing. It's so cold.
My best friend lives in Australia. Remember, she was on this time last year, actually. My best friend lives in Australia and she'll be like telling me that it's whatever Celsius equivalent is to like 72 degrees. And she's like, I've got to put on a sweater. I'm like, shut up. Shut up.
You're talking to me.
I love you, but never speak again. Thank you.
That is so funny.
She's like, oh, it's breezy. Like I was there this time, like last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, it's so cold. And I'm like, my feet are sweating. That's how hot it is here and humid. Shut up.
That is so funny.
Classic. Yeah. Classic app. Love her so much.
But yeah, guys, just take care of yourselves. Please.
Slow down. Be human.
Slow down. Have fun. Do mundane magic. Do home and hearth magic. You'll be fine.
So, Robin.
Holy shit.
Stop making me laugh.
Oh my god, I'm gonna pee my pants. That was sexy.
So, Robin, what is stirring your cauldron this week?
I actually cannot deal with you. That was crazy.
Thank you.
I was not prepared for that. I wasn't prepared. Oh my god, I need to compose myself. Thank you so much for asking.
You're so welcome.
Holy shit, you've been like revving up for that, haven't you?
No, I just so get better.
I'm just better.
It
I'm just getting
like
better.
A fine wine.
So, what's stirring my cauldron right now is there's a bunch of stuff happening that is exciting. Some of which you guys will hear about on the last episode of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not going to spoil that. I'm not.
She wants to.
I do want to. And you know what? Depending on when things happen, you might find out early anyway. Anyway.
But regardless, I digress. So there's that stuff that you will learn about later that is happening. That's very exciting. But then I'm also just really excited about like everything going on. Like Maria and I have like a bunch of plans. I know we've already talked about that. For the new season, which is very exciting, but simultaneously, like, we're moving into a new year and I have like probably stupid optimism for the new year. And I'm just overall, I'm just feeling very excited. There's a whole bunch of stuff happening. It's my kids' first Christmas where they actually like understand what's happening, and that's exciting. And I'm just feeling very, I don't know, like kind of talking about the last segment, I'm feeling very like inclined to slow down, but in a really positive way. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling excited.
Yeah, you should be excited. Yeah. I'm very excited for you.
Thanks, thanks.
I can't wait for you to say what it is to everybody.
I can. No, I'm just playing. Well, it'll be good. It'll be fun. It'll be exciting. Mm-hmm. I am sad that the season is ending because, of course, that means that we're going to have a season break, which means that Maria is going to have to like deal with my voice notes instead of actually sitting here listening to me rant at her for 15 minutes before we start recording, which is healthy, good, and normal.
Voice notes are fine, especially now that you like click on it and there's like, oh my God, this old text the
transcription. Yes. Oh my God, yes. Thank you, Apple. But yeah, I'm just excited about it. I think it's going to be really great. And
me too.
A lot of really fun things on the table. So, Maria, what's not stirring in the cauldron?
I like how you went very sensual.
Thank you. That. I'm like a little raspy voice. I feel like that.
I should do an entire section just, well, we should both do the entire section in just sensual voices.
Could you imagine? We would have so many people unsubscribe to this podcast so quick. They'd be writing reviews being like, I liked this podcast until they ruined my ears for 30 straight minutes.
I just meant the section. So it'd be only 5 minutes. I can deal with it for 5 minutes.
This was the worst 5 minutes of my entire life. Would like my money back.
But so what is not stirring my cauldron is kind of like that feeling of, you know, the year is coming to a close. It's another year that has gone by, and it's always so crazy how fast time passes. Like ever since I had my witchling, like time seems to like just
go at a warp speed.
Yeah, like it was literally, you know, the holidays like a week ago. You know,
it's insane.
But I don't know, I really do get in my feelings about it, because obviously, you know, my witchling gets another year older, and then you start thinking about like all this, of course, all the amazing stuff that you did through the year that we should all be proud of, even if they're like little small things. But you also do think of the things that did not go as planned, the things that you didn't get to do, and you know, that you're like, maybe next year. But luckily, I think I did I did pretty well this year. But I don't know, it is sad, but I am enjoying the season and all of the fun festivities leading up to the end. But yeah, yep, another year come and gone, but it's fine because another year's around the corner, full of, you know, brand new chances and new and fun horizons, I guess.
Yeah, I like that you're trying to make that really sad little statement positive at the end.
Well, it's the whole, you know, that's the
I'm
whole
just really depressed about it. My child's getting older, everything is bad and sad, but you know, new horizons.
It's true.
When one
though.
Door closes, another one opens.
It's literally death personified. You know, something is ending.
Shut up.
Something is ending for a new beginning. Like, you can still be sad that it's ending, but you can also be excited about what's to come. Like, death is just a level up card. So, this is
leveling
up. leveling up.
If you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about creators that we are loving right now. This could be shops, bloggers, podcasts, businesses, I don't know, for you, whatever. these are organically found. They are not advertisements that have been paid for. These are just people Maria and I think are sick. And this season we started to incorporate a third option, a listener choice. So if you have a creator that you're loving so much, make sure to send them to us so that way we can shout them out next season.
Yeah.
So that being said, Maria, who are you vibing with this week?
Oh my gosh. So I got this brand new deck that is very cute, very pretty, and I love it very much. It is the Vintage Christmas deck from Hattie Thorne Tarot. And it's like those postcards, you know, the vintage Christmas postcards and stuff like that on all the cards. And they're just so beautiful and so well done. Like, I've seen other Christmas cards that had that same, like, kind of postcard feel. But how Hattie did it is just every card is a 10 out of 10. There is no card in that deck
really?
That I'm like,
that's
is corny.
That's a pretty high praise, ma'am.
Yeah, like it
in an,
is
in
a
surprise
deck.
To no one, Maria has done a tarot deck and it's vintage inspired. At least yeah. It's not black and gold. So,
hey, I'm expanding.
Could
I'm
you
expanding.
Imagine if it was vintage, black and gold, and a tarot deck? I would lose my mind.
I would love
you
it.
You would pass away from joy.
Yeah,
I would lose my mind.
Yeah. But I know before everyone like goes and flocks to this deck, I'm pretty sure that it's on pre-order now. But it is gorgeous. So follow her so you can like get the scoop of when it drops again, because it is so yeah. worth it if you are as big as a holiday lover as I am. So who are you loving?
I am loving actually somebody that the Discord recommended. It's called the Cypress Cabinet. I saw it and I was like, immediately yes. This is an immediate yes from me. It's a jewelry maker. Mm-hmm. Or they are a jewelry maker. My grammar is so cool. Anyway, what I really like is they have posted these rings, and on the inside of the ring, I believe it's either coordinates or it's like somebody's birth chart. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so special and cool. And like the person who sent it said that their husband gets them something from there every year. And I'm immediately like, because I'm a jewelry whore myself, immediately I'm like, you could get something with like the coordinates or like the star chart or whatever of like a special day that year.
Aww,
and I think that's so cool,
so
and
cute.
Special.
I
and I just,
so
I don't know, I think it's really cute. It's really cute. And I think it's really a good suggestion.
Mm-hmm. And I really like their snake necklaces too.
Yes. So cute. Our listener choice is actually somebody that we as a Discord gifted to another Discord member. It's Midnight Ruby NYC is their account. Mm-hmm. And Ruby makes a bunch of stuff like jewelry and like clothes and stuff. But Ruby made a cape for one of our Discord members. Mm-hmm. That was in fucking incredible, like
so beautiful.
The detail, there was like a necklace choker thing that was like a part of it with crystals and stuff. Mm-hmm. Really just wonderful. And just, it was a really good experience. So I think that was a very, very good suggestion.
Yes, it is very beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, that being said, thank you all so much for being here with us today for our last big episode of season 4. We hope that we will see you again on Friday, December 8th for a coffee talk episode, or December 15th for the very last episode of season 4 before we see you again at the end of January for the start of season 5. You can keep an eye out on our social media or head to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, to find out more information and see what we are up to. And don't forget to join us on December 20th at 11 a.m. to have a class on tea magic hosted by SM Harlow. This is for the library tier and up. We hope to see you there.
Yeah, it's going to be a great class. So you should definitely
come. Yes.
But additionally, our Patreon, Magical Beginnings, offers a special 25-minute part 2 episode, a huge library of articles about witchcraft. I literally just dropped a fun little spellcasters article on spirit spreads. So definitely check that out.
We do like 8 posts a month.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty, I don't know, I think that's pretty exciting.
And like a class, really? But anyways.
A whole class, yeah.
But, and then we also have a Discord community, which is full of fun of events and discussions and people. We have a tier that offers one-on-one conversations with Robin and myself.
Yeah, there's a lot happening and we really would love to see you guys there. So please, if you are loving our sexy, sensual, just... really, a round of applause, voice. Take a moment to review us on whatever streaming service that you are tuning in from, such as Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We love reading your reviews, and rating us with 5 stars helps us to be seen by others. Thank you, everybody who already has, everybody who will in the future. And if you are listening to this on the day it comes out, we're actually hosting a giveaway on Instagram right now, where if you've been on the fence about posting a review, you get an additional 3 points to win great coffee and a mug and some little goodies left over from spellcaster boxes by leaving us a review. So if you haven't done it already, this is a great time to do it.
Yeah. So again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons
with Robin from At a Tired Witch Everywhere.
And Maria from At Maria the Arcane on Everywhere.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
All right. One, two, three.